Last week, our Lord told the disciples that he was going to die. He was going to be crucified in Jerusalem. And here we are today with Transfiguration. And I'm going to talk about that. But before I go there, it's difficult to be here and tell you that we are about to begin to enter into the saddest part of our liturgical year, especially for Lutherans. We are about to celebrate Lent. Now, many churches who you're familiar with, they don't do that. They don't like that. They find that terribly uncomfortable. And you can say to me, wait, Pastor, wait a minute. I got an idea. Why don't we, Christmas is wonderful. We have all those great songs. Why don't we kind of leave the tree up longer, leave the lights on, and let's just go directly to the resurrection. Let's go. Those are great songs. Hallelujah. We can say that again. And, oh, by the way, after today, you can't. No. We can't do that. Because there's no way for you to understand and to feel and resonate on what Christ did unless you understand what the Lenten message is. Now, today we go to the story of the Transfiguration. And of course, many of you, I suspect all of you, have heard of the Transfiguration. And of course, history has it that this occurred on Mount Tabor. Mount Tabor, right in the middle of Galilee, kind of a safe area for Christ. And it takes about an hour, maybe 2 hours, to climb to the top of this great mountain. Now, the disciples, they're going with Christ to pray, but they have done this before, so it's nothing out of the ordinary. Now, I want to take you back because I love the history part of this. Mount Tabor hopefully might resonate, and you go, now, wait a minute, where have I heard that? There was a judge, a queen by the name of Esther, and she conducted her war against, his name was Sisera. And if you remember, she was the one, and I love this story. I don't know why I get off on these, but I love this story. Her country was under attack. And so she said, I got it. The Lord will take care of us. Let's mount up our thousands of people. Let us head to Mount Tabor, and we'll attack these people and send them away. And her top general, Barak, said, oh, let's not do this. This is scary. I don't want to do this. And she said, fine, sit in that chair. I'll go lead the troops myself. I'll do it. I love that part. And she did, and they were victorious, and that was Mount Tabor. And if you ever want to look back at that for some fun reason, it's a great story. It's in Judges 4 or 5, it's in there. But it's a great story because to me it emulates and shows the power of women have in taking the direction of our religion forward. Strength, power. Well, let me get on. The most significant thing about this transfiguration, I think, is a question that doesn't typically come up. Yes, Moses, yes, he's very popular, and he's there because of the law. Elijah, a little harder to remember. But what's going on here? Here's your question. Why are they there? What do they want? Well, Luke is the only gospel writer that gives us a clue. They are there to talk to Jesus about, in Moses' terms, his exodus. His exodus. Just like the exodus that Moses was familiar with, he was talking about the departure of Jesus Christ. A heavy subject. Now remember, they're going to go down this hill, they're going to go to Jerusalem, and he's going to die. And that's the reason for this. Now, as he is there, he is transfigured. Now, what's that have to do with us? Now, Jesus did not become like God. He did not become divine. He did not become heavenly for one reason. He already was. He's always been divine. He was clothed in human nature, but that nature disappeared, and suddenly these three disciples saw him for what he really was. He was God. He was divine. That's why Moses and Elijah were there talking. Now, there was a fourth player here, and don't dismiss who this fourth player is. There's another voice heard from the clouds, remember? God himself says, "This is my boy. I love him. I like him. Listen to him." So that shows you the hierarchy of what you're dealing with here. Moses and Elijah were subservient to Christ because he was the answer. If it wasn't for Christ, there would be no Moses. There would be no Elijah. There would be no Peter, Paul, and John. There would be no reason for you and I to be sitting here. So it depended totally on the death and resurrection. Remember that, and the resurrection. And what they were seeing was Jesus Christ in his God-like apparel. Now, why is that important to us? It's because when we look at Christ on that mountain, when we see him on Mount Tabor, what we are doing is looking into a mirror. Do you understand? This is what you're going to look like. This is what you're going to be transfigured into. You will become a heavenly being. Well, when we talk about mountains and climbing, one of my favorite stories is about mountain climbing. And I'm reminded because my good friend Herman told me the other day, he said, "Well, with the efforts that we're putting forth for our church here, all of us in this room, we have a mountain to climb to get back to where we are going to be." And what that struck me, because when I was a leader amongst the Boy Scouts, we went to a place called Philmont, New Mexico, and you did that for a week, and you ran various exercises and challenge courses. And on the final day, the main challenge was to climb up the face of a cliff and go up and reach the top of the hill or the mountain, and all of the troop was to do that. Well, we had one gentleman, one kid, by the name of Casey, and Casey was the strongest, most athletic, biggest, strong. He was unbelievable. Well, he got to that hill and that cliff face, And he went up at like 60. And I said, well, that's Casey. But then something happened. He looked down. And there was a young boy who's struggling mightily to try to climb. And he just couldn't do it. So what Casey did was he lowered himself down to where Tim was trying to get up. And he said, take my hand. We'll go up together. And that's who we are. We have challenges ahead of us. We have things to do, but as long as we have the ability to reach and hold the hand of each other, we will go up together. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in faith through Christ Jesus. Amen.